Fighting back against fake refrigerants. Counterfeit and illegally imported refrigerants pose a real safety and health concern to HVAC technicians and consumers, as we detailed in our earlier post, Beware of Fake Refrigerants. In recent years, with the curtailment of the refrigerant R22 and its subsequent rise in price, this problem has gotten worse. Now, there's much more scrutiny by the various authorities, such as the EPA, IRS, and customs officials. The HVAC industry now has much greater focus on record keeping and knowing the source of all supplies. To fight against counterfeit labeling, one refrigerant manufacturer has added a patented security hologram that provides immediate visual verification that the refrigerant is a genuine DuPont product. The Izon label is a unique 3D security system and contains an embedded code that allows for greater product tracking and traceability. Some refrigerant suppliers have begun routinely testing the contents of refrigerant cylinders they receive using a halide test or a portable refrigerant analyzer to spot contaminants and counterfeit products before they wind up in a consumer's system. Here are some things you can do to avoid becoming a victim of counterfeit refrigerants. Price. If the pricing you are quoted seems too good to be true, it probably is. The going price per pound for R22 is about $45 to $95, and for R410A, it is $30 to $70. Know what you're getting and whether the price includes installation. Get quotes from multiple suppliers. If one seems crazy low, it is an illegal import or counterfeit. Selling to consumers. Although you can find cylinders of refrigerant selling online for much cheaper, it is illegal for a retailer to sell directly to consumers or to anyone who does not possess EPA 608 certification. If they will sell directly to you without this certification or do not ask to verify your certification, that is a big red flag. Know your supplier or contractor. How long has your supplier or contractor been around? What is their reputation? Can you get in contact with them when you need to? Seek online or first-hand reviews from their customers. Verify that your HVAC technician carries Section 608 certification from the EPA. If they can't or won't show you proof of certification, that is a big red flag too. Verify the cylinder. Look closely at the labeling of the refrigerant your technician is using. Product names such as R22A, 12A, and 290 should not be used in a residential HVAC system. Verify that the technician is adding refrigerant from a cylinder that is clearly marked to be the right kind. For example, if your system needs R22, that it says R22 on it, and that it has the manufacturer's name on it. And finally, label your unit. Always insist your contractor or installer label your unit with the type of refrigerant they added. If they did use a legal R22 substitute, such as R422D, make sure it is labeled as such. That way, the next technician working on the system won't put R22 in your now 422D unit. And here's an important tip. If you're having to add refrigerant to your system, it means you have a leak. See our post, Fix the Refrigerant Leak Now. If you have an older HVAC system that uses R22, consult a reputable HVAC technician to see if it makes sense to continue investing in your existing system, or if you'd be better off replacing it with a system that uses the more environmentally friendly R410A refrigerant. Unfortunately, R22 charged units are not compatible with the 410A refrigerant, so you'll have to replace the entire system. To help you weigh the pros and cons, see our post, Repair or Replace. On the bright side, if you do invest in a new unit, it will be more environmentally friendly and energy efficient, so you'll save money on your monthly cooling costs, and those long-term savings can really add up. If you live in the Nashville and surrounding area and have questions about the refrigerants in your system, or are seeking a reputable technician you can trust, please call on Interstate AC Service at 615-832-8500.